thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for coming down here and being on the show. We really appreciate it. Helen Scatini, Robin Van Gene for the Full Moon movie. It's coming out this September. You know, I think a lot of viewers and a lot of people watching are always curious about how you make the transition from just riding for fun and being really passionate about snowboarding into, you know, getting sponsors and turning pro and stuff. So how did that happen for you guys? Did someone help bring you up? Did you just put a sponsor me tape out there, or, you know?
For me, as soon as I started snowboarding, I was part of a snowboard club at Sun Peaks. And so that brought you kind of into it right away. Not that I was really like focused on that, but it just got you a shop sponsor and things like that. And it got you into contests right away, even though it was very recreational. So it just sort of slowly evolved straight from the get-go.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I was a little bit more rogue. When I started snowboarding pretty late, more like when I was 16.
Okay.
And it was almost like the day I went, I was like, okay, I have to do this. Like, there's no other option of what you're going to do. This is like exactly what I'm doing for the rest of my life. So it was kind of like a mission not to be a pro snowboarder, but to just make sure that I was snowboarding. And then from that, you know, I like met all these awesome people, and I just happened to go to Calgary and link up with the right crew. Actually, James Beach, who was a Burton rider back in the day, he kind of brought me into the Calgary crew, and then through that way I started just competing and riding with a bunch of guys and girls, and eventually met Leanne. And it was like I kind of just had these like series of events that were like just perfect timing, you know, where people would like snatch me up and bring me here, and then I'd go that way, and then something would happen and I'd go that way. And that's kind of just how my entire career has gone, which is kind of cool. So, series of events.
Awesome. Yeah. We have one of the first questions here from John Glaw along the same topic is, did you guys start competing heavily to gain sponsors, or was it something that happened outside of competing?
I competed a little bit. Like I did the Super Parks and the Miss Super Parks, and I went to the US Open and a few things like that. But it was very apparent pretty much right away that I wasn't a great competitor, and I really just wanted to be riding backcountry. So I was kind of just like, screw it, I'm not going to be doing something I don't really like, I'm not that great at, I'm not having tons of success with it. And I just kind of did that, and it worked out.
Awesome. Yeah, kind of same. I competed at a much like lower level. I never did US Opens or anything, but that's kind of how I started. And it wasn't for sponsors, it was just to do good.
Yeah.
You know, and it just slowly just happened.
Okay. Perfect. If you guys are just tuning in, you're watching Eddie's Wall live here at the Transworld Studios in Carlsbad, California, and we have pro snowboarders Helen Scatini and Robin Van Gene with us. Please comment in. This is live. It's happening real time, so we see your comments right here on my trusty laptop. So comment in. We'll answer your questions. Let's get into the Full Moon Project. Maybe explain to some of the viewers, what is Full Moon? What's it about? Who's involved? Things like that.
There's 7 riders fully involved. Robin, myself, Leanne Pelosi, Hannah Beeman, Marie-Francois, Annie Boulanger, and Jamie Anderson.
Okay.
Go. And then we have the legends, too.
Okay. Legends.
And we've got kind of a array of legends working with us on different levels. Like Barrett's been with us on a few trips, and Tina came to Baldface with us. We had Cersei, Sky Rondinet was there. It was like, and we've done interviews with like Tara and Natasha and like all of these like iconic women in snowboarding. So don't want to forget about them.
No.
And really, it kind of, Leanne had been talking about it for years because we had all been doing like all these projects with, you know, Standard and Absinthe and PS and Visionaires, all these like different webisode series. And it was kind of funny because we were all really good friends at that time, where we hadn't been in the past. I mean, we had, you know, all snowboarded together separately, but never really worked together. And so Leanne always had this like thing, she would be like, oh, we got to make a movie. And after Visionaires, I think she just like, you know, went for it. She was like, I got to do it. And she kind of brought us all of us together and was like, you guys, this is the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were all kind of done those little projects, and we were at a place where we could just like all be together and work well together and have a super good time. And that was kind of what we set out to do. It was just to go out there, make a movie, and have the most fun possible. It wasn't to make like the most banger women's video of all time. It was just to like document what we do.
But it was also to show the origin of where we came from and what inspired us. So having those legends and to see what they did and how they pushed women snowboarding, and then to have us, and then hopefully, like, you know, we're pushing women snowboarding, and then to have the future of like Jamie Anderson, who's absolutely slaying it.
Yep.
And she's coming out with us a little bit more in the backcountry, so we're kind of like showing her the ropes, and then, you know, like at some point pass the torch.
Right. And this has been a 2-year project, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is there a specific release date yet, or roughly? Is it coming out this fall?
Yeah. September 16th, okay. I think.
It's a full moon.
It's going to be the...
in Whistler.
World premiere in Whistler.
Yeah.
I might get in trouble for saying that date, but I think it is.
I think
it's
going to
be on the full moon. Yeah.
Yeah. But then we're going to be doing a ton of premieres.
Okay.
Throughout the world.
All right.
Entire world.
Stay tuned this fall.
Yeah, it's like Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
Taking over every day. We're like, how do we take over the world? Full moon.
and somebody has a question that kind of relates to this. Chaz Trunslow. What do you think?
Hey, Chaz.
What's up, Chaz? What do you think the benefits are of having an all women's snowboarding video? Or like the, you know, or maybe filming for one.
Well, I think it's incredible because there's so many, like, it's 50% plus of snowboarders are female, and I think they need people to look up to and to kind of, I don't know, make that pathway and get things going. And I just think that having us all together, showing that it's not about rivalry and stuff, it's about like connection and unity.
Yeah.
And all of us are just like very different personalities, but we all come together perfectly.
And at the same time, it's like when you are next to, you know, say Nicholas Mueller or something, and you're like, okay, he's doing that. It's inspiring, but you're not like, okay, I'm gonna also do that,
right,
but differently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No. You're like, no, nope,
I mean, you
not
can try.
Happening.
Yeah.
You can try.
Right.
But I think it's one of those things too, is you can feed off each other what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's always, for the most part, I've filmed with women, and it's been awesome for me because I'm like constantly learning from little things, and you can like ask each other, you know, like, oh, what are you gonna do? Oh, I'm gonna do this. And how do you do that?
Right.
You know, it's less of a separation. Not that there's a huge gap, but it's something that you can kind of like do together.
Yeah.
And it, in the way of progression, it's like you can kind of like progress with each other, and like, just like she said, feed off one another, and that's kind of how it works.
Awesome. Another question here from Seth Callison. Did you change your style or, you know, riding in any way to become pro?
Just try not to look ugly snowboarding as a start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way you can, like, if someone told me that if I wanted to be pro, I had to ride rails and jib,
right,
I wouldn't want to be pro.
Right.
Because that's not something I want to do, to be honest. So
right,
that's just not, like, but I got to do what I love to do. And that just progressed into being a professional.
Okay.
So I think you just have to follow your path. You can't do what you don't want to do because you're not going to enjoy it, and you ultimately won't succeed.
See, like, I did a lot of stuff I didn't want to do.
Okay, see, okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was still fun, though. It's
right,
still snowboarding. I mean, I wasn't a super passionate rail rider, but I definitely, most of the photos that I had when I first started getting published were rail photos,
right,
which is kind of funny. I mean, I rode for Tech 9.
Right.
And, like, you know,
gotta ride
pretty
rails.
Heavy.
It was just kind of what was people were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And riding the park, and I love riding the park.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you kind of like grow as an athlete, and you're like, okay, I like the most doing pow turns, so I'm gonna do that the most. You know, so I mean, it kind of changes as you grow older.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. This is a random question from Rance Tough. Well, that's
Rance
pretty.
Tough.
Rance Tough.
That's
cool
good.
Name. What is the best side dish for hashtag meat powder? Is this some sort of an inside joke? Because
okay, the meat powder came from Annie, and it's, I think, just like ESL, English second language.
Okay.
And she was hashtagging you had me at powder when we were in Baldface.
No, one of us hashtagged it, and she was like, what is meat powder?
No, that was me.
That was you?
She wrote you had me at powder, but when you read it, it just says you had meat powder. You're like, what? And so then I caught it, and so it's just like been an ongoing joke ever
okay,
since.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was like, why is that so funny? Yeah.
I would
say
so,
champagne,
yeah,
maybe.
Me at powder is
yeah,
meat powder.
Champagne would be the best side dish.
You had
champagne.
Yeah.
You had meat powder.
Meat powder.
let's see. Philip, Philip, good question from Tough, Mr. Tough. Yeah. Philip Sandifer, have you ever dated a skier? Either of you?
Yes, I have. I have dated a skier.
Okay.
There it is.
There's the answer.
It's out there.
Just straight up.
I have dated a skier.
That's good.
Zio San. What was your favorite location?
Zeo-san.
Hello. What was your favorite location in Europe while filming for the full moon?
Well, since he was our liaison in Italy at Gracini, he's pretty much like...
He's plugging the resort right now. Yeah. We're on to you, Zeo.
We were in Italy in the Aosta Valley, and it was up in Gracini, and it was... the most incredible time.
Monterosa ski resort.
That's what he wanted to hear.
That's exactly it. He's like, all right, ching, got my commission.
It's right close to Alanya, Gracini, Champalouc, and what was that other?
But pretty much like at that time, all of the other like crews were there. Like Chris Wellhausen, we saw there. We saw a ton of people. Yeah. It was the place to be at that time of year.
But we went early.
Yeah,
and we got this like crazy superstorm. And, well, it was supposed to be, like, snow forecast was calling for, like, 200 centimeters or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you see that, we're all, do we book a ticket? Do we book a ticket?
Yeah.
We're looking online, like, trying to find a ticket. And we just went. We were just like, we don't even have anything.
We don't have a filmer.
We took Ashley Burker
with
us. We just went. And then we hooked up with Zeo-san. And we stayed at his house called Baitea.
I can't really remember these names.
And it was this, like, amazing and like old home in Italy in the Aosta Valley, and it was so beautiful. We stayed there.
Sweet.
It was a really cool experience.
Amazing. So speaking of traveling, things like that, you guys did a pretty epic trip to Baldface this past winter. Do you want to walk us a little bit through that, some of the highlights, some of the legends were there, and then I also heard rumors of potentially one of the biggest parties that Baldface has ever seen. And that's a very bold statement because...
Yeah, that's a big feat.
Baldface, they know how to party. Let's just put it that way. But continue.
I would say I've done a lot of amazing trips in my career, and that one takes top three.
Yeah.
For sure.
Awesome.
It was just the people who were there riding with, like, Barrett and Cersei and Tina, and it was just, like, and their daughters... too, you know, and Paula Pensiero and Estelle were with us also, and we had Jess Camara come on and on the crew, and it was just this amazing vibe. Like, everybody was just so pumped to be there.
Yeah. So the snow conditions were like better than they've had in years, and it was at the beginning of December or mid December.
Oh yeah. Wow.
When like that's you kind early. Of like it could be hit or miss, and it was so on point.
Yeah, so good.
Snowpack was good.
And then we had like Pat Bridges there and Bobby Meeks, and like the whole snowboard crew was there. It was just a lot of really awesome people, and you know, just shredding every day coming back. And then we were gonna do our intro for Full Moon at Baldface, and I think they're using bits of it for sure, but. It was almost like there was so much going on that it was too hard to corral the crew to do anything.
Okay.
But we had a bonfire. We started a band.
Sick.
Called Muffin Top.
Muffin Top. I
like
it.
Yeah. Bob Dylan inspired band.
I like it.
We actually recorded, Heather Hendricks of Transworld Snowboarding, recorded our first single. And she has it on. She played it the next day in the cat.
It'll play on our microsite.
I hope not.
Hope not.
But it was pretty incredible.
It was honestly, it wasn't just like one party.
Yeah.
It was like every night.
Continuous.
It just continued, and it was like girls gone wild. And I think it wasn't like, you know, the most amount of fireworks they've ever seen, or the most amount of like pro snowboarders that have been there.
Right.
It was just. That there were so many women.
Right, right.
Like I think that's
16.
Something you don't see as often.
Yeah, there's 16 of us.
And then when we're partying, everyone else, like, if there's a crew of girls partying, all the guys are going to join.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just no question. So just like that once, the one specific night, just everyone was out and it got rowdy and there was a lot of...
There was beer getting poured. We were drinking out of a shoe, which we later found out was a thrift store pickup. So that's pretty gross. we were body surfing people.
Yeah.
Actually, funny story, we tried to body surf John Jay. So we were all like at at the bar and we're like, oh, we wonder what his body looks like underneath that shirt. And so we're all kind of, and Marie's like, Robin, you should go take his shirt off. I'm like, I'm not just going to go take his shirt off. So we requested bro him.
Oh, man.
I was like, this has to be a group effort. So I requested bro him. And then when the song came on, we all like, okay, this is it. We like ran over, ripped his shirt off. We're like, yeah. And we tried to body surf him. He's like He-Man.
Yeah.
He is so heavy. Yeah, and we were like dropping him off.
He's like pure muscle. He's 100% muscle.
But I think we got like Pat. We crowd surfed Pat. And all of us got a crowd surf. But,
yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I don't think John made it all the way around the bar. He was too heavy.
Okay, that is amazing. Let's take a couple questions real quick. Let's see. Bryce Sandoval, do you guys, either of you have a favorite trick?
Method. Is my favorite trick.
Nope. Right. I don't have a favorite trick. I like just doing what I'm feeling at the time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Steve Andrews, Brandywine or Rutherford? Those are, for people who don't know, that's a backcountry zone. These are backcountry zones in Whistler, BC.
I'm Rutherford all the way.
Okay.
North.
Going north. I would say that they're equally as amazing, but different. They have...
It's like such a politically correct answer. Yeah. Like we're just talking about...
They're totally different, but both awesome.
The nice thing about Rutherford, and I'm kind of with Helen, it's like an onion. Like every year you go there, you find a zone you've never seen before, and you're like, how come I've never seen this?
Yeah.
I've been coming here for
it's so big.
8 years or however long. Whereas Brandywine, you kind of like know it, and you go there, and then you'll see it. You'll be like, oh, I remember that. We hit that a couple years ago. And then, you know, it'll kind of, like, be refreshed in your memory, but it's not, like, brand new. Whereas Rutherford, this year, we were, like, sledding, and we just came across this whole valley we had never been to.
Wow.
And then a couple days later, same thing. And we found, like, a weird, like, cabin out there. Like, a snow cat was out there. It was really weird.
That was cool.
But it's huge. Rutherford is enormous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I was long-winded.
I know, I was like, quick.
Let's see. Steve Andrews. Hey, ladies, if you could do only one thing for the rest of your life, would it be helling, cat skiing, or splitboarding?
I veto cat skiing because I get really motion sick.
Yep.
So as awesome as it is, I feel pretty shitty every time I go.
Okay.
Heli, duh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my environmentally conscious self does not want to say that.
Right, but...
But yeah. I think if it was for a lifetime, I actually think I might go splitboarding.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, because I feel like it's a really good way to look at the mountain. Like, when you're going slowly right up it, you get to see everything and take it all in. You're looking at all, like, at the snow when you're going up, so you get a lot more information on what you're about to do.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're, you know, working at your body, and yeah, it's not as efficient as getting dropped in a heli, but we're talking like fumes, like you know, noise pollution, all those things are.
Yeah.
If you did that over a lifetime,
right? It's a pretty big time.
I think you could beat splitboarding longer.
Educated answer.
Actually, that is a good point about seeing the slope and being able to walk up by it, even snowmobiling where you're kind of like around, but when you heli, you drive past, you fly past this thing and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do that, and then you get on the top and you're like, oh, where did any of that go?
It's that, or sometimes it's way 5 feet steeper, and sometimes it's 40 feet or something.
It's
and you
so
get a better
gauge.
Idea of what the you know, the snow's doing, like what's the snowpack, how does it feel under your feet, you know, you can like dig around a little bit, get an idea what the conditions are like, what the stability's like, you know,
all of it.
So let's see. Salvatore Briganti.
There's some really cool names.
Yeah, it's like there's no one named like John Smith. he asks, what was your scariest moment on a snowboard? And maybe this could lead into something we were going to talk about. You got into a pretty hairy situation this past season.
Yeah.
Do you want to drop that?
It wasn't even that. I don't know. It wasn't even a risky thing. I was just on top of a pillow stack, and I rode it, and I just messed up, whatever. I just hot tubbed at the bottom, and I was just like, oh, shit, okay, whatever, about 2 seconds, and all of a sudden, the entire pillow face fell on top of me, and I was just buried. So for a sec, you're just kind of sitting there, and then I started trying to punch out, and I couldn't punch out because it was like kind of ice on top of me because it had flipped over.
Yeah.
So I was stuck. I couldn't get out, so I was starting to Like, I had a little air pocket, but every time I start punching, snow would fall on my mouth. So it's kind of freaky, but it was so fortunate because I was filming, so you know you have all eyes on you.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just have to chill out because someone's going to come get me. And Robin was at the top of the pillow face, so she was able to rip down and get to me first, but like she couldn't see where I was, and so she got to the bottom and couldn't see anything. And I was just sitting there, and everyone's running up with their shovels.
Yeah. It was pretty quick, actually. It was like, as soon as she went down, and I had kind of assumed if she had been riding all the way down, that she would have been out of frame, and so I was fine to stand up. And as soon as I stood up, I could hear Hannah and Ben and Aaron just kind of like yelling at me, like, Helen's, you know, we can't find Helen. And I'm like, what? So I just scooted down, like, penguin style, like, yeah, to the bottom of the pillow line. And it's weird because, you know, you think you're gonna like see something,
right?
Nothing. Like, I could see nothing. And then I started digging around. I found her board, and those guys are hiking up with all the gear, you know, like avalanche gear and stuff, even though I had mine. And Hannah, it was crazy what happens when your adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah.
And I was trying, because I eventually found like her board, and then I went up her board. Okay, I found a mitten. And it was like this little mitten just sticking out of the snow like this, and a muffled scream. And it was like a really cute.
It was so gnarly.
Looking. I was like, oh my god, the mitten. It's so cute.
This is so cute. It's oh my cute. God, she's dying.
I
hang
know.
On.
Because I wasn't sure because I felt my board moving. And I was like, maybe she doesn't even know what direction I am of
right.
the board.
Right.
So then I got the mitt out and I was like, ah.
So she was screaming and I'm like clawing at the snow because I didn't have a shovel yet.
Yeah.
And Hannah was like literally probably 30, 40 feet away, and she's putting together this shovel in this, you know, like perfect adrenaline moment. She's all, and she throws it like that, and I catch it like perfectly, like put it in. We were talking about it later.
It was like,
that was pretty insane. It was like a weird what happens when you're like, you catch it when you need to catch it.
Yeah.
And then I dug it straight into the snow into Helen's nose.
Yeah.
So I shoveled her.
I'll say no.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But obviously, that's the best feeling ever. Wow. You know, all of a sudden you see sky again. You're like, okay, sick.
Yeah.
We're good.
That's.
And then we had a bonfire.
Then we had a bonfire.
Had some fireball.
Wow.
Called it a day.
And we burnt our mitts.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's, well, that answers your question. That's a pretty insane moment. Kimmy Vasani. She says,
hi.
What was your highlight of filming for the Full Moon Crew? Why? And I love you, babes.
Aww. Thanks, Kimmy. I think it was just the connection we all had with each other. And just feeding off each other's adrenaline and stokes and I don't know, just kind of collaborating. What would you say?
I would say in particular, the two trips that we were going to talk about, Baldface, huge highlight for me.
Yeah.
It was such an amazing time to be able to snowboard with the legends and just really connect with each other before our last push for filming.
Yeah.
And then this year in Alaska, just actually experiencing the community that we have in snowboarding up there. There were kind of like everybody or all the riders who ride that kind of terrain were up there. And it was a really good group of people, and we were all having a really good time, and it was just a really special time to be there. And I don't even know how to explain it, but it was like this amazing group of people, all, you know, riding these insane mountains.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, all coming down and just, you know, talking about it and like just the stories and the parties and everything that happened there was just incredibly special.
Have you guys spent much time up there, or was this a first trip?
It was my second. Your third?
Yeah, it was my third.
Okay.
We did a trip last year, Robin, myself, and Jamie and Murray.
Yeah.
And that was insane. Since then, it's like every single April, no question, get up there.
And the first time I went up was with Andrew Burns and Laura Haydar.
Yep.
And so then I took these girls back next year. I was like, we gotta go. And then to have the whole crew there, minus a couple.
Right.
It was just so cool. And to watch like Jamie and Elena just blow it out of the water. Like it was so insane to watch their progression through the few weeks that we were there, and just everybody is so stoked and riding lines they never thought they could. It was just, the whole thing was just
really
an anomaly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, I think Alaska is definitely just
Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Holy Grail snowboard.
Okay, let's do a couple more questions here. Connor Winton.
Yeah, Connor.
Tacos or pizza?
Tough call.
Helen. I am a gluten-freer, so I'd go tacos.
Okay.
That might segue into...
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go with pizza.
All right.
Yeah.
So this could be a nice segue at this moment, speaking of gluten. And maybe this also has to do with Leanne Pelosi wrote in asking what your new company is.
It's not really a company.
But explain what this is, and I believe is the name Totally Gluten?
Totally Gluten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Totally Gluten. You can follow us on Instagram. We have 8 followers now.
So they're getting pretty big.
Yeah, we're actually huge. And it's just everything that's not gluten-free. So Totally Gluten is an Instagram account created for people who eat gluten and could possibly be allergic to gluten-free items.
Allergic to gluten-free.
Yeah, so if you're gluten-free and you go to that Instagram account,
yeah,
you may have a reaction. Or you might get fat.
Okay.
So, yeah, and actually, this is just like the little brainchild. But then there, you know, we're got some stuff brewing. There
you might be like an all gluten cookbook.
Nailed it. There's a cookbook coming out with all the recipes that you've been eating for hundreds of years. So.
Yeah. It's with just food.
Just food. It's just with the same food that we usually eat.
Yeah.
Minus the last like 5 years.
Yeah,
but nothing against gluten free people. I
are you gluten free?
I'm gluten free. I'm dairy free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gluten free, dairy free, but not vegetarian.
Makes me feel. No, I like meat.
Okay.
Yeah,
but we're still friends.
Yeah,
so
we
you're
we
down
still
with the
manage.
Meat powder.
Yeah.
Hashtag
meat powder. Always meat powder.
Meat powder.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tom Jan Hogg, Lenertowitz.
Wow.
That's Todd.
Damn.
Tom Jan Hogg, Lenertowitz. He asks.
It's like every different ethnicity.
He asks, have you ever ridden dry slope?
I did once in England, where you put wash soap on your board for wax. Like dishwash soap?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, and it's make you slide better.
Yeah, it makes you, because it's just like little bristles.
Wow.
It was really, really sweet. It's pretty incredible for someone to really grow up on that, and that's their only form.
Yeah.
And they're still frothing to go.
Yeah.
Because it's not snow, and it will never be snow.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, I feel like it would just be real painful if you fell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, you can't have, you know,
short
open
sleeves.
Skin or anything.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I have never done dry soap.
Yeah.
No, never?
No.
Okay.
I would try it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's kind of like a wave pool, right?
Same.
Yeah, right. It's kind of similar.
If that's all you have, I mean, go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's run through a few of these before we run out of time. Nancy Shields. Hey there. Just jumping in. Who is your favorite snowboard photographer and why?
Oh.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. I can't really bring it to one, but if I had to... it's just like a combination of humor, personality, everything, and just like being on a trip with them. It would be Chad Chomlak. He's my guy. He used to actually be a marriage counselor, guidance counselor. So if you ever have issues, you can just be like, "Yo, Chad,
what's up?
Let's go. You know, let's do a 10-minute session."
Yeah,
that's amazing.
But yeah, he's a good man.
That's really hard to answer.
Yeah,
because I feel like I'm friends with so many amazing photographers. So I'm just going to not answer that.
Yeah. All of them.
All of them. Yeah. I think that everybody has something to bring to the table and they're all so talented and so amazing.
Yeah.
I just can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't pick one.
Let's see. Keith Paul. How close are you to finishing the Full Moon movie? We kind of talked about this earlier, but it's going to be coming out this fall. You guys are done actually snowboarding for it now though.
We are done. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's Leanne who's always been the ringleader. She's the producer of this movie. She is putting so many hours a day into getting the editing process going. So she's pretty much working around the clock for this cause. So it'll be coming out in September, and there's definitely a lot of editing and obviously music rights, all that.
Yeah, I
all
think
all
they're
that
just
background
starting
stuff.
To do the trips. I think we've got like one trip almost done.
Edited.
Yep.
But I know that Leanne right now is going through a lot of the interviews. She's sending me clips all the time, like, yeah, check this out. I love this quote from Tara about you, or I love this like thing that Barrett said, or, you know, it's like Marie talking about the environment and like snowboarding. And it's really cool to have all these like
it's
little
be
bits.
Really incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of editing to do, a lot of work.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
Clayton Larson is editing with Ben Webb.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're kind of just wrapping up, but it is summertime now. What is your, you know, favorite summer activities, just staying in shape, or just fun stuff you guys like to do in the summer, on your off season?
Well, yeah, I think it's the same for both of us. It would be surfing.
Yeah.
I live here full time in the summers, mm-hmm. from like May to November. So I'm, you know, out front all the time, and mm-hmm. you do a lot of travels.
Yeah. I've been snowboarding a lot in the summer.
That's right.
For the last, yeah.
SS, right?
Yeah. At SAS. So, yeah.
And that's in Argentina?
Yeah, it's in Argentina. Yeah. It's right in Bariloche.
Yep.
And it's an amazing outfit. I've been going there for 12 years. And I'm hoping to make it this year. I'm crossing my fingers. It looks like South America's having an amazing season.
Yep.
But when I'm here, I'm mostly just, surfing a little bit, hiking, just trying to stay outside and do whatever I can. All the good summer stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. A couple more questions before we go. Swiss side or Italian side of the Matterhorn? Reed Erickson.
Oh, I've never actually been to the Matterhorn.
Okay. I've never been to the Matterhorn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh. Maybe I think both sides are good.
Maybe next season we'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything, I mean, we have about 300, 400 people watching. Anything you want to say to the fans?
Oh, I wish we had time to tour Helen's van.
Oh, yeah. You just bought a new van, right?
I bought a van.
Well, is it new?
It's new to you. It's new to me. I didn't feel like driving my truck down from Canada this year because I just get so sick of the drive. So I flew down and I bought this 94 Dodge Caravan. One owner, it's got 77,000 miles on it. It's pristine, electric everything.
1994 with 77, that's a low it's amount like of mileage.
He took it once a week to golf. So it's just like, it's a cruiser. So I've just kind of started dialing it out with my crystals and my Mexican blanket, and it's just got the surfboard in the back.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it forever.
She picked me up at the airport, and I kind of pulled up, and I was like,
huh? Are we going to soccer practice?
Yeah. So awesome. I was like, cool, man.
That's the summer.
Yeah.
Dylan Bennett asked, you just mentioned crystals. I noticed your necklace. And Dylan Bennett said, where did you get your jewelry? Is this?
That's an inside joke.
Oh, okay.
Just from all over. There's some good pieces from certain good people in my life.
All right. Elena Height says, hey, girls, looking good. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for coming down here and being on the show. We really appreciate it. Again, Helen Scatini, Robin Van Gene for the Full Moon movie. It's coming out this September, possibly on the full moon. Maybe. I don't know if we're giving that away. But stay tuned for an amazing movie coming out this fall. And appreciate it. Thank you guys for all your comments. This is Eddie's Wall, and we are tuning out. See you later.
Thank you.